Hi, I'm Sally Shattuck from Ashland, Kansas, and I've been reading The American Dream, a journal on Route 66 by Shin Yen Kor. In her graphic novel about a road trip from L.A. to Chicago on Old 66, Kor documents the detritus that she observes along the way. Kor celebrates quirky attractions, while also unflinchingly recording unflattering places and people she encounters. Her illustrations include dilapidated buildings, abandoned hotels, and filling stations. She celebrates concrete dinosaurs and muffler men. But the title of the book is The American Dream, A Question. What is the American Dream? And why do we associate Route 66 with it? I think it's because it represents freedom and the era when Americans all believed prosperity was just around the corner. Now, when we leave the interstate, where everything looks the same, and drive the back roads of America, we turn our eyes from the eyesores or the ridiculous, or we ignore them altogether. They are simply part of the landscape. Perhaps we are embarrassed, as they represent defeat and the death of dreams, or they are kitschy. And as Americans, we only like success and class. As we grow more sophisticated, we reject such displays, even as we still embrace modern kitsch like the Kardashians. As I read the book, my thoughts turned to visitors we had had when I was young. They came from such exotic places as California, Washington, D.C., and Heidelberg, Germany. One young friend of my cousin's visited one summer from Heidelberg, a place that seemed pretty cool to me. And like most of our visitors, my dad gave tours of the county and ended up at the family ranch run by my uncle. There they would see cattle and ride horses and eat sandhill plum jelly. That young woman later told her family that her favorite place in America was the Kansas ranch. I asked my dad why she so enjoyed Kansas, and he said, because it's so different. She knew about big cities and monuments of famous men, but she didn't know about endless Kansas summer skies or horses used for actual work or miles of sunflowers and stars so close that you could reach up and grab them. I think she loved Kansas because it exceeded her expectations. The book asks us why travel. For some, it's to learn. For others, to have new experiences and meet new people. For some, to learn something about ourselves. Maybe it's all those things, but for me, I think it is to see if the place measures up. Is it really as cool or interesting or awful as I expected? To figure out if the place is like the movie that I have created in my own mind. I'm Sally Shattuck from Ashland, Kansas, and I've been reading The American Dream,
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.